Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. It's been 5 years since the COVID-19 pandemic began, and health officials in Chicago say COVID-era mitigations, like masking in public spaces, can help prevent the spread of other viral infections, including the flu and RSV. Dooley Health and Care Infectious Disease Specialist Dr. Mia Taromina tells WBEZ's Reset vaccines are still the most effective way to prevent the spread of infection, but she advises,
be reasonable about isolating yourself or isolating your children if there is a high-risk encounter and exposure and you know your child is unvaccinated or undervaccinated, because they can start to shed that virus and start to spread to a number of vulnerable people.
Dr. Taromina says she is still treating patients for COVID and uses many of the same precautions Chicagoans were using 5 years ago. A new report shows there is a significant shortage of affordable rental homes in Illinois for struggling families. Research by two housing advocacy groups shows for every 100 low-income renter households in the state, there are only about 34 affordable rental homes available. That number drops to 28 for the Chicago metro area. Bob Palmer is policy director for Housing Action Illinois, one of the groups behind the research.
The private market doesn't work to provide rental housing for people with the lowest incomes, which is why it's so crucial that particularly the federal government does what the private market can't do.
He says the recent funding bill passed by Congress puts housing assistance programs in danger. A Chicago environmental organization is suing the Trump administration over frozen federal funds that were supposed to help plant more trees across the city. Chicago's Faith in Place was supposed to help disperse $1.6 million federal dollars to faith organizations in the Midwest. Reverend Brian Souder, who runs the organization, said they've already had to let go of 5 employees as a result of the ongoing freeze. Last week, they joined a national lawsuit.
It's just really upsetting that the government's not keeping their end of the bargain. We've kept our commitment, and they aren't keeping their commitment to us.
The funds would have covered programs to plant trees in low-income and minority communities. In Chicago alone, the funding would have paid for the planting and maintenance of 280 trees. 100 years ago today, the deadliest tornado in recorded U.S. history ripped through southern Illinois. Weather experts say alert systems and technology used to track storms have come a long way since then. Justin Biggs is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky, which sits on the southern Illinois border. He says public education on tornadoes has also come a long way.
Okay, it's time to take cover because the tornado will be there. Stop what you're doing, turn the sirens on, you know, turn your phones on, wake everybody up and get moving. Just imagine if we could have done that, you know, in 1925, how much different things could have been.
The monstrous twister traveled 219 miles, starting in southeast Missouri and petering out in southwest Indiana. It left nearly 700 people dead and more than 2,000 injured. Some more things you should know today. The Chicago Teachers Union is accusing school district leaders of thwarting an attempt to land a contract this week. In response, CPS officials say they are working tirelessly to land a deal, but acknowledge key differences with the union. The CTU is aiming to finalize a deal before an important school board meeting this Thursday, where members will vote on a contentious budget amendment. Union sources said they offered a compromise Monday on one of the last sticking points, only to have it quickly rejected by CPS. In a letter to board members, CTU says CPS is, quote, fostering disruption. The CTU can legally take a vote to strike, but will then have to wait 10 days to walk out. The Chicago Transit Authority will kick off a new rail service schedule April 20th. The schedule will increase the number of trains running in the spring and summer, when special events and seasonal tourism increase. The agency says riders should expect shorter wait times, especially on the weekends. Today's weather will be cloudy with a high of 68. And low tonight of 53. Tomorrow, expect showers and thunderstorms and a high of 64. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.